gospel borrows a beautiful image of God that permeates the scriptures. God is our shepherd. And that image may be the most common symbolic image reproduced through the Christian era. From mosaics in the second century catacomb resting places of those first Christians in Rome to magnificent stained glass windows in hundreds of 20th century church buildings from Europe to Australia, the shepherd shows himself ready to protect and feed. When Jesus applies that image to himself in John 10, he pictures the absolute devotion the shepherd maintains in every circumstance. His whole existence is given to keep the sheep well-fed, well-watered, and safe from any creature that would prey on them. He would willingly give up his life to keep the sheep alive. Yet, of all the images imagined and painted of the Good Shepherd, I've never seen one of him hanging on a cross, holding a helpless and bloodied lamb, with a flock of faithful sheep grazing on the hillside below, safe within the view of the shepherd. But that's the image Jesus describes in John chapter 10, starting in verse 14. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that don't belong to this fold. I must lead these also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it back again. No one is taking it from me. I lay it down of my own free will. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it back again. This is what my Father has commanded me. He's not a mere employee paid to protect the sheep. He's the owner who loves his sheep dearly. Here at the cross, do you see yourself as a wandering lamb rescued from mortal danger by the shepherd willing to risk his life? Yes, to give his life so that you might live. When these symbols of his body and his blood come before you, before your eyes, do you once again paint the image of a good shepherd willing to lay down his life for one little lost lamb such as you? Are you known of the shepherd? Of course you are. And that is why you are here, to love and obey the shepherd who so loved you that he would die if he could if he could save you. And he has. Let's pray. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come before you now, Father, partaking of these emblems, remembering your Son, the great shepherd, as he wanted us to. Partaking this unleavened bread as it represents his body that was broken, and the blood represented by the juice. We thank you, Father, so very, very much for all that you give for us. Be with us now in this time of remembrance. In Jesus' name I pray.